Hello and a very warm welcome to On Design, the show brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, each week we zoom in on an aspect of design that we think deserves just a little bit more attention, from overlooked visionaries to architectural triumphs and almost everything in between. This week, Monocle 24's very own Bill Luty tells us how an unassuming plastic watch became one of the world's most enduring and ubiquitous timepieces.
Technology doesn't last. It's become a standard, if slightly sad, fact of modern life. That phone you bought last year? Sorry, there's a newer version. That flat screen? There's a bigger one. Even something seemingly as robust as your household washing machine. Give it a few years and the spins won't be as spinny. It'll start to rattle and then suddenly you'll need a new one. But it's inevitable, right? Electronic items are developing at such a rate they're bound to outdate quickly, slow down slightly, become completely obsolete. Enter the Casio F91W. Released in 1991, this unassuming digital watch, designed, of course, in Japan, would go on to become one of the biggest selling electronic items the world has ever seen. But why? For one, it looks great. The small black resin case and instantly recognisable electric blue trim mean it can't be missed. It's small enough to fit on any wrist, but the big screen is big enough that the time is always clear. This simplicity is part of its longevity. What may have looked futuristic in 1991 now has a retro charm favoured by the young and hip across the globe. But they don't just look good. Back in the late 1970s and 80s, digital watches were seen mostly on sci-fi and occasionally on the wrists of the rich. They represented the future, but by 1991, Casio had been making calculators and doing a pretty good job of it for more than 30 years, and they'd shifted their passion for affordable, practical products from number crunchers to chronographs. The F91W is a watch, so, you know, it tells the time, and pretty accurately too. The quartz oscillator means it only loses about 30 seconds a month. Set it right on January the 1st and you'll still only be 6 minutes late to your New Year's Eve countdown at the end of the year. There's also a daily alarm, a calendar, including the day of the week, a stopwatch, and even the ability to be alerted every time an hour passes. Although why on earth that would be helpful is beyond me. And there's a built-in light, so you can use it at night. Fancy. It's waterproof, virtually indestructible, and the battery life is said to be around 7 years. But they're known to last well over a decade, and almost always outlasting the strap, which can be replaced quickly and easily for very little cost. However, style and practicality alone can't explain the F91W's journey from humble beginnings as a utilitarian stalwart to design icon. Although Casio don't release official sales figures, there are rumours that they still sell about 3 million units a year. It's not surprising then that there are plenty of photos of well-known figures wearing them. Indeed, it may be the only timepiece that's been photographed on the wrists of both Barack Obama and Osama bin Laden. Which leads me to the F91W's link to terrorism. So simple and sturdy, the watch could easily be hooked up to a battery and igniter to make an improvised explosive device. After documents from the Guantanamo Bay detention camp were declassified, it was revealed that many of the detainees owned the watch, or its slightly flashier metal-strapped cousin. Again, Casio refused to comment, and the mystical wonder surrounding the watch only grew. As with many cult classics, the reasons for success aren't completely clear, but the evidence is undeniable. A digital product that was designed almost 30 years ago and has remained completely unchanged is still one of the most popular around. It's the kind of longevity that's sadly deliberately eschewed by the built-in obsolescence of today's most popular tech hardware. For Monocle, I'm Bill Luty. Casio!
Our very special thanks to Bill Lutie for that timely report on the Casio F91W watch. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or you lucky things, download the podcast at any time you like. Do remember, if you can't wait, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.